St. Paul instructs St. Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Upper Room Media presents this Teen Matters talk, praying that it will firmly establish these virtues in the future of our church.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating two feasts, the feast of the resurrection of Christ, we live the holy 50 days, and also today is Sergius of Bermuda, the martyrdom of St. Mark, the Apostle, our Father. Without him, we would be here. And today also is a Mother Day, as you all know. So I thought, because Father Mark was us here, and his name is Mark, and today is the martyrdom of St. Mark, so I thought to say 2 points about the resurrection of Christ and its effects on us. And Father Mark is going to say 2 points about St. Mark, because his name is Mark. And also he's going to say 2 points about Mother's Day today. Get ready, Father. The effects of the resurrection of Christ are many. I'm going to cover 1 point, but this 1 point has 2 sub-points. The resurrection of Christ transferred the cross from a tool of punishment, a tool of shame, to a tool of blessings and a tool of proud. Without cross, we would not have the resurrection of Christ. So the 2 sub-points I'm going to quote from the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. St. Paul said to the church in Corinthians, "For the word of cross is fully to those who are perishing, but to us, the word of cross, to us who are being saved, is the power of God." So the resurrection of Christ changed the cross, according to what St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, it is the power of God. What types of power? Power of love. Because in the cross, the Lord showed his love not only to the Jewish, but also to the whole nation. And because of this, the Lord said to Mary, or to the Mary, all the Marys, to tell the brethren, the disciple, after his resurrection, to go to Galilee to meet him. Why Galilee? Why go to the Galilee? Why they must go to Galilee? You know why? There is many reasons, but I'm going to mention one. The Jewish people who used to dwell in El Galil, by the way, El Galil is a very big area. For example, it contains Cana al-Galil, Kafr Nahum, many cities inside the area of al-Galil. But the Jewish people who used to dwell in al-Galil, they mixed with the Gentiles. And this had been proven in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. So the Lord said to Mary, "Tell my brother to go to the Galil to meet me, to give them lessons. One of them is your preaching, the power of your preaching For the cross is a power. The power of your preaching is going to be not only for the Jewish nation, but also to the Gentiles in El Galil and all over the world. And we are all Christians. We are Gentiles. We are not Jewish. And because of this, the Lord commanded his disciple to meet him there. But the word of cross, after the resurrection of Christ, became the power of love and became the power of forgiveness and became the power of repentance. On the cross, he forgave the sins of the right thief and he accepted his repentance. So the message here, please try to use this power. You have unlimited power of love, forgiveness, repentance, humility, everything, every virtue. Use it. Do not go to anything or do any behavior or speak any word without testing these things. Are these things inside the circle of the power of the cross or not? The second point, last point. St. Paul said to the church in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which, the cross, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." So the resurrection of Christ made the cross a tool to crucify the world in our eyes and to crucify ourselves on the cross for the sake of Christ Jesus. What does this mean? The word of cross, I to the world. I will crucify myself to the world. Let me explain these two parts of this verse. "But which the world has been crucified to me." Can you imagine the whole world? The whole world was crucified for me on the cross. And I to the world. The first one, the Lord conquered the sin in the whole world. The Lord conquered the betrayer in the whole world in his cross. But you have a role to play. And I crucified to the world. What does this mean? This means I need to crucify myself on the cross for the world. To the world. To be a good model. Not to imitate the evil things. To serve. To contribute in building the kingdom of heaven. This is crucifixion. The Coptic Orthodox Church is a church not only of pastoral care, but also for preaching. Our church has an excellent pastoral care, which is caring about all of you, but also we need to crucify ourselves by serving others. How many million people who are in the world who does not know the power of the cross and the love of Christ on the cross and his resurrection? This thing needs us to think carefully about two missions, the inside mission and the outside mission. So you need to crucify yourself by being a holy person and by serving others to bring them to the church of God, to enjoy the kingdom of heaven. This is the cross. We used to hold it. We used to wear it. So please, in every word, every deed, every behavior, every service, even in the service, every relationship, think and understand it must be inside the word of Christ, the word of cross. I wish you all the best, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.